Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we get to the mailbag today, I have a treat for Mr. Rob Spiewak. Rob, you know how testy I was on our text exchange last night? You know how
I don't recall that.
Bitter and evil and mean and nasty. Because
it's hard
Rob
to convey emotion by a text, so I don't know how
I
you
think
were.
I think I did a pretty good job, though. I truly did.
If there was a font called Go F Yourself, that's the way the letters were rolling.
but there was nothing really personal about it.
I could just tell.
I was just testy.
There was a mood.
It was testy. It's one of my least favorite
subjects. What would the mood be?
It was the mood hung heavy with dissatisfaction.
It's a simple mood. It's a mood that can be qualified. It can categorized. It's outgoing cash mood.
that's what it is.
Yeah, outgoing cash mood never puts me in a good mood.
And
you were catching me at a time when Mrs. O'Mara was talking about what she was doing, and we were having one of those financial discussions, kind of a snowball effect.
Understood. You know? Well, my timing should have been better. I apologize. Yeah.
But you know what? I will tell you this. This is for you before we even start the mailbag.
Thank you.
You're going to be very happy. Do you know what I did with my son this morning? We watched something on my computer.
You watched something like you used to watch on TV.
And he loved it.
Was it in black and white?
No, but it could have been. The fact is, it was a musical performance.
I have a guess.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Benny Hill.
No, it was not Benny Hill.
Oh. Love the old man.
Mm-hmm. Right, days before his death, Elvis on stage sang Unchained Melody.
Isn't that an amazing piece of tape?
I don't know if it's that amazing a performance, to be perfectly honest with you. I think they give Elvis credit because he's about to keel over on his toilet.
Well, the thing that is so amazing about it is...
Sweaty in that one, right?
First of all...
Yes,
I never like seeing Elvis sitting down in a jumpsuit. A jumpsuit is not designed to be sat down in.
Or eating a hoagie in a jumpsuit.
And could he have more empty cups of Coca-Cola on the piano? No, I don't think so. But he was rambling and almost incoherent for the whole intro.
Right.
And then he really does sing it well. And
now that's the thing. Now that's where you are a softie when it comes to Elvis. He sang it okay, but it was a lot of, it was kind of shaky, to be perfectly honest with you. And yes, the notes were still there, but I think the quality of the performance is measured by his physical condition at the time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's why people say, and he was going to die an hour later, and look at that performance. But the fact is, Michael doesn't know any of that. He doesn't know fat Elvis or skinny Elvis.
Or substance abuse.
Elvis. He doesn't know about any of that. He knows that he just liked this beautiful performer.
Oh, my love.
There he is.
My King. Darling.
I think my favorite part is when he's in front of a crowd of like maybe 15,000 people and he goes to his flunky, Charlie Hodge, the guy whose job was to give him water and scarves, and he says, Charlie, you got to get it together. Are you going to do the scarves or are you going to hold the microphone?
Hey, my love.
He'd be dead in 8 weeks.
Elvis Aaron Presley
and my son wanted
to watch it not twice, three times this morning.
He's a romantic like his pa.
He is.
Yes, it was.
Softy.
I find it very sad, the performance, very sad. Was that the same concert where he said, Are You Lonesome Tonight? And he was like all bloated.
And you know what? showing a history of great decisions, CBS showed that special after he died. And
that's wonderful.
Graceland has never allowed it to be rebroadcast in its entirety. I have a bootleg of it, and it is literally difficult to watch. It is hard
to
watch it.
Do you have like a storage locker where you have stuff? I mean, is your the last time I was at your home, I know that your basement was pretty much, you couldn't walk in.
Chock-a-block.
Yeah. Because you had so much stuff, and you have more now, and I'm
just
curious.
Well, you know, I've actually begun to turn down offers of certain things. Where I always used to just say yes. People would say, I got a box of records. You want a box of records? And I would say, yep, bring them on. But no, I got no more room. I already got to walk sideways in the garage.
Was it NBC as a kid? They used to show these shorts called Amazing Stories.
Oh, yeah, that was an anthology series.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories.
One of those episodes showed a guy like Rob, collector.
He was played by Mark Hamill.
Really?
Yeah.
A collector.
A hoarder, yeah.
That's who I think about when you talk about Rob.
The collector.
I am.
The collector.
The collector. But here's where I think
you have
I
all
separate.
Your stuff cataloged?
Here's where I separate myself from most hoarders. Most of my stuff is organized, and I can lay my hands on it in a matter of moments.
He knows where his junk is.
I do.
It's benefited. But it's mostly, you know, audio, so it's benefited the show because he can get anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but really, can we weigh the benefit?
Can you weigh
I
the
have
man?
An idea. I just had an idea. Oscar, you will love this. Do you know why?
Why?
It's more work for Rob.
Yes.
Would it be possible?
No. Absolutely impossible,
it's
Mike.
It's the holidays, Mike. Nobody has time for that.
Booked
all right, you're
solid.
Doing... Now, listen, you give more than anybody at Christmas time. We know that.
Right.
You give and you give and you give. You do the fruitcakes.
Oh, the fruitcakes.
It's just delightful, but I know that's a labor of love for you. Would it be possible that... Haven't you done
Where
gimmicky things
Where in the
wide
that, world is this going?
Okay, you know how you've done gimmicky things in holidays past? How about you, during the 5 days prior to our holiday break,
yes.
our last shows fall somewhere on the 19th of December,
right?
Where we have our Christmas
the
break.
Home stretch.
Leading up to that, five shows leading up to that, could you possibly have Rob's obscure find of the day? Do you have enough
Ooh.
Crap? Do you, and Rob,
yes.
I give you carte blanche. I mean, it can be
yes.
music, it can be an audio clip, it can be
anything,
but it can't be. Here's the key.
Ooh.
It can't be entertaining.
This is what you're going to hate.
What?
You're going to hate this more than anything.
Okay.
It can't be anything you've played on the show before.
That
is
gold.
It possible?
Is
it possible?
It is always possible. And, you know, there's always stuff I haven't gotten to. And there's also, I have to weigh my stuff.
Doesn't have to be all that great, to be perfectly honest with you. If I'm giving you that restriction.
That's the way to sell it.
No, but the thing is.
Anything goes.
If I'm giving you that restriction, I don't expect it all to be home. I'm talking about stuff that you think. There'll be somebody out there that will dig
it. I can
it.
Absolutely
that's
do
be
it.
Dynamite.
Because here's the deal
for
is
someone.
When I do what I do on the show, it always passes through the filter of I always want it to be entertaining, of course, but
right.
If it's going to totally bore you, I mean,
right.
Oscar, I don't care about. Shut up. But if it's going to totally bore you, if it doesn't at least register a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10 for you, I won't
Oscar,
play it.
Wouldn't the filter really be does it entertain me, Rob?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, here it is. I think the only thing that would
although I am
fall
very
into
easily
that,
entertained.
The only thing that would fall into that boring category might be a time thing.
Yeah, don't give
like
me
like if it was really, really long and boring.
Oh,
you know, like
you
5 minutes
I
and
thought
boring.
You meant like old. Because you know, there's old stuff too.
I don't mind the old if it's something really like wow, like oh that's interesting. That's
sure.
that's unique. So what are your thoughts?
I say let's do it. Right let's now. Do it. I'll have to go and I'll have to comb the not just my collection.
Don't comb.
Right.
Well, no.
You can have an emphasis
no
on the holidays too.
Yeah. Oh, of course. But what with Christmas and Hanukkah, I will
How
try
about
to
this?
Find something delightful.
If the original track was played on a phonograph, we don't want it.
Well, that's stupid.
No, it's a horrible restriction. That's all, because that's all he's got. He's got vinyl up the ass down there in his house. That's
yeah,
what he's
and
got.
And if you love me, you'll help me. I'm going to start a Kickstarter because of all the vinyl.
Oh,
I
have now hold
ass.
It. Hold it. And that's
Elvis.
Okay, too.
Uh-oh.
If you want
to
send something to Rob that
to
you may
submit
have submitted before, if you may have submitted it before and it got rejected, help Rob out. You have, basically, what, 15 days to do it? Something like that.
Oh, you scare me when you say that. It's right around the corner.
Oh, it might.
It's right around the corner.
We got a final in 2 weeks.
Closer than ever.
Actually,
before.
I got one Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
I think it could be. It could be interesting.
And I got vinyl. And
Pony,
together,
what do you think? You like our boy here. What do you think? You think he's up to the challenge? What do you think?
I think he's going to nail it. And
I think he's going to nail
it.
We'll
make fun of him.
And yes. it doesn't have to be yuck yuck ha ha funny.
I'm going
to
be open-minded.
I'll settle for here's something. Well. How about one poignant?
Something sentimental.
And you can wrap it up with that. You can bring that in the last day if you want
to. I know exactly what I will play for the last poignant clip, and it is Christmas.
And it's something that's never been played before?
It's never been played, and it involves a much younger man that we have made fun of and his advanced age.
All right. Well, see, now you're already thinking about it. And I like this idea because it'll be stuff that's never, what do you want to call it? Rob Spiewak's Never Been Heard.
I love that. I love it.
Rob Spiewak's Never Been Heard.
NBH.
And if you always stop the show before the audio vault, here's another reason to not listen.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Wait. Do you want to incorporate it into the audio vault?
No, it's a standalone segment.
Yeah, why don't we do this? We'll stop the show like we usually do, and then we'll play it afterwards.
That's a good idea.
Like an Easter egg.
And what we'll do is we'll do this. Yeah. We'll stop the show down and stop the Ustream and stop all the recordings and then disconnect from you, and then everyone will leave the room, and I will listen to it using headphones.
Good. I look forward to it. All right. All right. Open up the damn mailbag. We're set because it's not all about Rob or me.
You want to do this here? You want to start the show? Because
we got to start the show.
All right. Start the damn show, and then we'll do the mailbag. Okay. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is taken from the 10th round of the first fight, right?
Good call. How'd you know that?
I heard about a third fight between you and Apollo. Behind closed doors. Is that true?
How'd you hear about that?
Who won?
It's kind of a secret. What'd you say your name was?
Don.
Okay. Well, then the girl said you wanted to talk about something?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about training me.
Training? I don't do that stuff no more. Sorry about that. Listen, it's getting kind of late, kid, so I'm going to close up.
How good was he?
Apollo? Yeah, he's great. Perfect fighter. Ain't nobody ever better.
So how'd you beat him?
Time beat him. Time, you know, takes everybody out. It's undefeated. Anyway, I got a lot.
So when
up.
Mickey died, he came and talked to you, right? Talked you out of quitting. Took you to L.A. Trained you. Brought you back.
How do you know all this?
How do you think?
What are you, like a cousin?
He's my father.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming in live from the Cappy Fiber Studio, the heart of the nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. I was surfing Tough Chub Modern just the other day, this morning as a matter of fact, and I discovered what Touch of Modern to me is all about. We're delighted to have them as a sponsor. They are giving you 30 days of deals this holiday season. That is 30 straight days of different deals on the hottest styles and the coolest gadgets. Speaking of coolest gadget, the Quick Lock. This is one of the coolest things I have ever seen anywhere on any retail site whatsoever. The Quick Lock is a Bluetooth-powered padlock.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Is there anything cooler than that?
Oh,
that is
so cool.
Very, very cool. They're on sale like so many other great things at Touch of Modern. Ryan Hyde is the designer, and I just was staring at it all morning. Just, very, very cool. And this is a guy that invents stuff, and he's on Touch of Modern. He's an established inventor. They've got so much neat stuff. This holiday, you can make someone feel like a kid again with something cool from touchofmodern.com. Go there right now. New deals every day during their 30 days of deals. You can find something for everyone on your list, and it's all at unbeatable pricing. Touch of Modern is your one stop for holidays and new deals every day. If you're not sure what to buy for someone, Touch of Modern makes it easy with Touch of Modern's Holiday Hub.
So cool.
It makes it simple to find a perfect gift for someone based on their interests. Do they like gadgets? Just click the gadgeteer. Are they outdoorsy? Athletic? Just click the adventurer. Boom, bam, you'll be a holiday hero with gifts that make them go, wow. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. And just that's a Bluetooth padlock. It's just kind of
that
neat.
Is pretty awesome. Like that. Better than the master padlock that I saw on the internet yesterday. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
I'll be talking about it in the audio vault. Apparently not quite as impenetrable as they market it. Yeah, bad stuff. Yeah, sorry.
Master lock. Well, we are running tardy today, so we got to start right away because we could flap our gums about us all day long because it is not about us. It is more than anything else, ladies and gentlemen, about the listener, the people we like to affectionately refer to as you.
One time.
All right. Okay.
All right. Here, got it. Same got it.
We have a new youngest listener trying to start.
About one time.
It's all about trying to really start the thing.
We've never played that on the air before.
Welcome to my world.
We have a new youngest listener, Rob.
Yes.
And Oscar and Pony and Mac. Anybody else on
Rachel.
Deck today?
Yeah, Rachel's here.
Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey. What's up?
How you doing, sweetie?
Great. How are you?
You going to do a Christmas man on the street for us?
Yes.
We actually got Excellent. Something cooking right now.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. I like it when I don't know. I'm sorry. I should have shut up. Welcome to our world, Lucille Birdie Eastman.
Birdie.
Born on November 24th. That is a great name. Mm-hmm. Lucille Birdie Eastman. Born a brand new baby, weighing in at 8 pounds, 5 ounces. Mother and child are doing well. I love that name.
Birdie.
That's so unique. Birdie.
Love it.
That's terrific. Ben Pappas of Novato, California, turns 40 this Friday, and he's nervous about that milestone. Can Jimmy Cerrito reassure him that everything will be okay? Well, let's see. I guess, do we have to put the
You know,
together?
It's funny. Jimmy's impression is over in the penny slots.
So. Okay, let's do that right there. Okay. All right, here we go. Emoji, emoji, emoji.
Hey!
All right. Okay. All right, hold on.
Oh, Jimmy.
Okay. Jimmy.
What a nice guy.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
He's turning 40? Is he really turning 40 years old? Oh, my God. That's incredible. That is so old. You're just, you know, when I turned 40, everything was over, but it's okay. He'll be all right.
Thank you, Jim.
He'll do okay. It's a great age. It's a great age, but, man, that's old.
It is very old.
It's the passive-aggressive Jimmy Stewart. I mean, Jimmy Cerrito.
Jimmy Stewart. I don't know.
Happy birthday.
It's Zuzu's pedals. They're okay.
It's a wonderful life, but we're going to die soon.
Let's go Buffalo. They're going to win the Super Bowl, but they suck. Confusion.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate that.
Oh,
we really,
back.
Really do. Absentee owner, go to Jimmy's. Love you.
Wing sauce?
Hey, wing sauce. Put wing sauce on it.
Can we have Jimmy in for the holidays?
Oh, I think we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 days of Jimmy.
I was feeling a little tickle in my throat. That's wonderful. Happy birthday, the big 4-0, another 40-year-old, David Hines, who you may remember as the intern we called the professor back in 2009 at WJFK. He was eccentric, bearded, and commuted to Fairfax from VCU. He's still listening. Well, that's good.
That
well, hi,
awesome.
David.
Do you remember him?
Of course I do. David Hines, happy birthday.
Rob, you remember him.
I do. He gave me a button that says I love black people. I still have it.
Oh, that's very sweet of him.
No wonder you remembered him. Lillian Beverly Lutz turns 3 this weekend. Hi, Lillian. We love you. How you doing?
Sweet.
It's yet another success story from Mike O'Mara's Young Impressionist Camp. She has mastered Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Mike, I have her audition tape that got her into the camp.
Oh, my God. We have tape. Oh, yeah, this is exciting.
It burns!
That's not her.
That's sweet,
not
isn't it?
How dare you?
That is not
just a cute little kid.
They got to play that for their kid.
Can we hear it one more time?
Sure.
Here's the cute little kid right now.
it burns.
That's nice.
Oh, my God.
She was doing that with her American Girl doll.
And a threefer, when I really love him, it's a threefer. Let's just say hello to Lillian Beverly Lutz, a lovely three-year-old. What do you have to say about the show, Lillian?
That's sweet, isn't it?
I don't know why I like that. I'm sick that way. Ben Royal just turned an incredibly douchey 38. He's a bonus show subscriber. Well, that's not douchey. He's a Harry's enthusiast and a TMOS Amazon Shopping Pro, which makes him our favorite member of the Royal family. He's from Portland, Maine. Love Portland, Maine. And he loves us wicked had.
Yes.
Way to go there, Ben. All right.
Thanks, good Ben stuff.
Randy Hansen of Dallas just turned 51. More like 50 wonderful. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Tim Aitchison writes, please tell Mike that Don Williams isn't jive. I sang that song to my new bride at our reception last year. It's a great song, Mike. And I'd like to send this out to Tim Aitchison, all the people that are close to him. He's a real good guy. Bay Country 103 reminding you that the Crab Feast at Sandy Point State Park right on the other side of the Bay Bridge will be coming up this weekend. I'll be out there from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. in the 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. What? When'd they send me? Oh, F you guys. I hate working here. It's kind of the length of our remotes back in those days.
Oh, in Iowa.
Hi, gents. And, oh, God, that was a memory right there.
Yes.
Remember that when Rob didn't tell us that we were going to be at a 14-hour remote.
Well,
it's
three
Iowa.
Times 2 hours. That is what, like 4 hours? Something like that. Math is not my forte.
Yes, Dave. Hi, gents and interns. This Sunday, longtime listener Paul R.C. Wow, that's an interesting pronunciation of that name. He turns 34 years old. In lieu of a birthday shout-out, he has a simple question for Mike and or Rob. What is the appropriate age to introduce your child to to Krampus? Krampus, the, of course, anti-Santa.
Yeah, very evil. And, you know, I have an opinion on this. I think Santa, in a way, is a mild terroristic method of parenting because it's if you're good, you'll be rewarded.
Mm-hmm. Did it yesterday
bad,
in the car.
Santa's watching. Krampus right. just takes it to the next level. Mm. Krampus is waterboarding. So if Santa doesn't work, if you're old enough for Santa, you're old enough for Krampus, but only if Santa doesn't
work.
There
are degrees.
And exactly. Krampus is like the monster character that will take you away on Christmas Eve, and it's just turning a wonderful, sweet, lovely holiday into something terrifying
exactly.
for a child.
It's the next level of parenting.
I think he has horns.
Parenting technique.
Yeah. I would tell you, Paul R.C., probably not a good idea. ID until they're 17. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're waiting too long.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. My husband Kyle and I are huge fans of TMOS, and we will be celebrating our anniversary on Monday. Kyle and I started dating 14 years ago when we watched Pearl Harbor on DVD in my parents' basement.
A hot.
Hey, that's a date.
Well, I've done
hopefully
that.
Sharing this greeting on the podcast will put a smile on Kyle's ever angry face and
what?
Help him to forget how much he hates our German Shepherd puppy.
Aww.
Happy anniversary, Kyle. Yeah. I still love you a little. Thanks, Katie Rommel.
Rommel.
You know, what a shocker that the Rommels got a German Shepherd.
Exactly.
P.S. Kurt Rommel, who is her father-in-law, was so excited to talk to you guys about the Edmund Fitzgerald on the bonus show. He deserves the fruitcake you promised him because he's a huge fruit who wears clogs and drives a purple Harley. Well, so that's, and Kurt was one of the best guests
that's
we've ever
crazy.
Had.
Yeah, he was so
delightful.
Great. He asked for a fruitcake, and I gladly obliged.
That's very good.
Salute to the entire Rommel clan with their German Shepherds.
That's right.
Dear TMOS, as I hit the douche and a half milestone 45 today, at least some things stay constant. TMOS being there for me to enjoy, and my box wife refusing to listen. Here's an example. This is, and he gives a little playlet right here. This is her. What do you want for your birthday? Me. The TMOS bonus package? Her. So, what kind of power tool? So she just totally ignored the
tuned
fact that
out.
He wanted the bonus
Jeez.
Package?
Tuned him out.
I know she won't even send in for a birthday shout-out to make her look like a good wife, so it's on me. I also purchased a present for myself by continuing my membership with the bonus package.
Nice.
That deserves
here.
That. In spite of her. her who will not be obeyed. Yes. One more thing. Since I'm starting grad school in January, can the gingerbread man offer up any advice? That is Marcus, another Marcus from Reno, Nevada. Does the gingerbread have any postgraduate advice for this guy, Marcus?
Well, Marcus, the most important thing to do when you throw on that gumdrop button suit is to find the smartest person in class and sit next to them.
Okay, there you go. That's a simple one from the gingerbread man.
Another piece of grad school advice: if you're going to speak in front of people, practice.
You jerk.
There we go. Hi, guys. Yesterday was my birthday. I know this because Rob wrote on my Facebook wall, very sincere. I use the occasion.
Do you mind, yes. Mike, just quickly, for maybe a new listener, tell people what Rob does?
Rob Robo emails everybody on their birthday to look like a good guy.
He copies and pastes the same greeting to everybody.
It's an automatic program that Rob had.
So that
there's nothing personal about it, and he doesn't know you or like you.
Yeah, it's called the
So when he says happy birthday, you don't know people you say a happy birthday to.
Have a boss birthday.
No, but you know what? If it is someone I know, I will type something. I will. But you know what? Of the
Well, 5,000, isn't that special?
They're not many. Not many.
Boy, that's breaking a sweat. Yeah. That's for sure. If it's somebody I know, I will type something.
Well, Mike, you know, it's a little more than some other people do.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should be like you and do a phony greeting for everybody.
You know, some people like it. Some people are so shallow, that's all they got.
I think this guy liked it. I used the occasion to treat myself to another year of bonus shows. Now, see, there it is.
Ah, that's a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Pavlovian
In a roundabout way,
trigger.
Do we have to thank Rob for that bonus show subscription? Because Rob wrote on his wall.
I will not accept any thanks.
This letter is telling me that this guy bought the bonus package because you wrote on his wall.
Mike, one man touches so many, and many times they don't even realize it. It truly
By the
is
way,
a wonderful life.
If you haven't purchased the bonus show package, I was very, very proud of my prank call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline last week.
Oh, yeah.
Played it for my family.
You know, and that even got my mother-in-law laughing, and that's a rarity for me. If she's not laughing at me, right? Yeah. Thank you. I used the occasion to bought the bonus show. I was wondering if Underbite Man and or Overbite Man would stop by and say hello. Hopefully, my bonus show purchase will work in my favor for the slot machine. Thanks for the funny, Ken in New York. Let's see what happens.
I have a quarter right here. Yeah.
Okay. Blank, blank. Orange.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Now, see, when you mention it, that you bought something and you're bribing me and I can't respond to that.
Well, what Mike is really saying in code is we already have your money.
Thank you.
Very good. Come on.
No, I don't want to do it. I it's an old.
Well, can you teach me so I can do it at least?
Hold it. This is good.
Uh-oh. Let's spin it again. Let's see what happens. Okay. All right. All right. Overbite.
Yay!
Okay. Yeah, that's exciting. Okay, Ken. All right, here we go. Here he comes.
Whoa, what a fantastic time you're having. This is Overbite Man. Yes, goodbye.
Thank you.
Now, hold on. If we can just take a moment, Oscar, you could do that voice.
Hey, what a fantastic time we're having. This is Overbite Man.
There he is. You know what? Just as Noel Blank took over for his father, Mel Blank.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
I think you should give that voice to Oscar.
Really, really well
done. Not the gumdrop button.
It's a new arrow in your quiver.
Very exciting.
Now he has
very,
two.
Very exciting. Next letter, please. Podcast gods, my good friend Carrie Hoffman turned a douchey 30-something yesterday. Did he turn 35 or was it 34? No one really knows or cares. All we do know is that yet another year has passed with his full potential still unrealized. This isn't a nice friend. Carrie plans to do all his holiday shopping through the TMOS Amazon portal and Touch of Modern. But what he would really like is for his birthday is for his box wife to quit nagging him about getting his Christmas shopping done.
Oh,
he's pretty sure that there is still plenty of time, but is there anyone out there in podcast land who might know exactly how many days
I know.
Of Christmas remain.
I know exactly how many days there are.
This is from Nathan Labori.
23 days for Christmas shopping. 23 days to fill the stocking. 23 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 23 more. Only got 23
Hi there.
More.
Time's a-fleeting. Better get busy.
Thanks.
That's when he starts drinking, right?
That was a really good one.
On the 23.
Oh. Times of fleeting.
My God. Nathan Labori sent that in. P.S. Listening to all of you and Pat and Oswald talk up records is fracturingly funny and never grows old. And thank you so much for that. I like the instruction. Rob writes these out for me and writes at the bottom, Rob has the tape. Like there would be any question in my mind. That's Rob being extra careful to make sure that it got on because that's important.
Well,
I mean,
God forbid if I were hit by a bus today and someone else had to run the audio vault.
A man can hope.
Yes.
Anyway.
Meanwhile, Mike dropped a resume off at Metro.
Finally, dear TMOS, I just want to pay tribute today to a young one who has meant so much to me. 6 years ago, this newborn came into my life kicking and screaming, and unlike any other, personality came early. Hold on. Let me start again. I just want to pay tribute today to a young one who has meant so much to me. 6 years ago, this newborn came into my life kicking and screaming, and unlike any other. It sounds like Jim Nance.
It does.
Personality came early, and I fell in love early and hard. We survived the terrible twos together, and as she grew, so did my love. So often, she brought laughter and joy on days that otherwise would have been so dark. I loved every moment, and the longer we lived with one another, the better I knew her and her incredible heart. So I just want to thank her for being there these last 6 years and for being so special in my life. This her I am speaking about is The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sweet.
I will be honest. Was anybody like me as I was reading that thinking it was just
a daughter?
It had just a slight creep factor if he was talking about a 6-year-old.
It fooled
it just
me
didn't
the first
make
time
any
time.
Sense.
Yeah. I thought he just loved hard.
Yeah, it was
easy.
Happy 6th birthday on December 7th, boys. Thank you for 6 years of laughter and tears, of hope and comfort, of treating us like part of the family, and of inviting us to the drunken Christmas parties. And thank you for being a friend for 6 years. I can't wait for what comes next. Keep bringing the funny. Dirk Vastrick, Spokane, Washington. Yeah, Dirk, we love you. One of my favorite all-time listeners, Dirk Vastrick, a passionate supporter of this show. We will take a break, and when we come back, I've been talking about it. I'll finally tell you all about my upcoming jury duty.
Hi, this is the Internet, Steve Mermelstein. Times are wasting as the holidays are approaching. This is my favorite time of year when a jolly fat man from the North Pole flies down to give all the good Gentiles toys. But if you're like me, looking for a great deal, why not check out all the free content from The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, Americast, and my favorite, Cake and Cookies. Also get exclusive bonus content from The Mike O'Mara Show with a VIP package. Everyone wants a nice package for the holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Mermelstein out.
Thanks, Mermelstein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Nuts.com. It is the holiday season, so it's time to eat, drink, and be merry, and we're here to help you with the eating part. Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from Nuts.com. They are fabulous.
The best.
It's the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and so much more delivered straight to your door. They have tasty treats from all over the world. Right now, new customers can get the Nuts.com holiday tin free with their purchase free. That's a $20 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Now, what I want you to do is go to Nuts.com, click on the mic, and enter TMOS, but don't wait. This offer ends soon. Here's what the sampler includes. Mini yogurt pretzels, yum. Cinnamon toast caramel. Oh, my God. Cinnamon toast caramel half-pop popcorn. I love that.
Yes.
Sugar cookie bites and chocolate-covered cranberries. Wow. The offer is good while supplies last, so act now. We've all enjoyed the nuts at nuts.com. You will, too. They're fantastic. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Remember, new customers get the nuts.com holiday sampler tin free with their purchase. That, my friends, is a $20 value. All the details are at nuts.com. Click the mic and use the code TMOS for this limited time deal. Nuts.com and TMOS is the perfect pair, everybody.
Good
yummy,
stuff,
yummy,
good
yummy
stuff.
All right. Well, the anxiety is beginning to enter into my life a little bit. For the first time ever, I am actually responding to a jury summons.
Oh, wow.
It's not that I didn't respond back in Virginia.
No, you just always would move.
I got out of it, though. I got out of it.
How did you get out of it?
High-powered lawyer?
No, I don't remember.
Connections
I know,
to the
I
legal system?
We were such players there, Oscar, back in the day that somebody did it for us.
Wow.
To the best of my knowledge.
I would like to think in the back of my head that you would just send an intern down. And say,
yes,
Mr. O'Meara won't be joining us today.
By somebody did it for you, you just had one of the admin staff just write in a letter or something?
I had Miss Bobby write me a letter.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah,
I was looking last week on the excuse reasons, and there are like a bunch of them here. And one of them was parent not employed full-time with custody of a child under 6 years old.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Does 6 hours a week count as full-time? I don't know what the definition is.
Well, the fact is, this is my job now, but it's not a 40-hour, 9-to-5 job. It's a very unusual job. We have different hours all over the place.
You are charged with custody.
But and I have custody of, could that have been...
That's
technicality.
Solid.
It's true.
Solid. Yeah,
well, it's
then
too
they
late.
Would say, what about your wife?
It's too late. It's too late.
And what about they say, what about your wife? Your reply is always the same. I miss her every day.
My wife? That's my daughter. Look at her.
It sounds to me like it is a single parent situation.
Oh, okay.
That's what it sounds to me. And that's why. But I didn't even.
Has she legally changed her name yet? Maybe you're going to pull that off. This could work out.
What, Mrs. O'Meara? Yes, she legally changed it.
Remember, there was a time she hadn't.
This is Carla Stein, who lives with me.
That's way back. That's way, way, way back. So here it is.
I've
got
Stein.
The got the summons right here. I don't want anybody to. Let me see. I guess.
What else?
Have you gotten any follow-ups to the summons, or just the one letter originally?
No follow-ups.
Is there an asterisk that says oxygen will be provided,
or an asterisk?
Damn it!
70 years of age or older, you can get out of it. 70 years of age this time.
You can play
only.
Older, can't you?
Yeah.
Served on a jury in the past 365 days. That can get you out of it.
That's like a
full-time
year.
Law enforcement. That can get
Ooh,
you out of it.
Ooh, dress like the squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Full-time student. Yeah, would that count for you, Oscar? If you were, well, you're not full-time, right?
Technically, I am.
He's taking full course load. Student.
Expectant mother. Well, it kicked.
What are you expecting?
active military. Responsible for care of a person incapable of caring for yourself. Mm. That would be Carla. She would be, due to physical or mental illness. That's physical or mental hardship. Well, I think I fall into that.
You got those rage issues.
Yeah, you work with me. That's pretty. So. That ain't easy.
And then they give you a place for a new date, and I didn't take that. I figured I'd just knock it out. And there's a lot going on down here.
Do you
and
get
I'm a
number?
Nervous about it.
Do you get a number? How does it work?
I have an ID number. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Don't give the ID number, but does it?
And I have I have a report number too.
Oh, are they your lucky numbers?
I have to be there at 8 a.m. on Friday morning.
Ooh, that is rough. Mm. How long do you think it would take just for you to go through the process? I've never been through jury duty.
Well, I think that, you know, the way it is, you go down to a room and you hang out and then they call you. And if you get selected, you go in and then they interview you. And then I'm going to just, answer whatever questions I can to the best of my ability with no desire to get out of jury duty.
You live to serve. I know a little bit of how this works, Oscar. There's going to be Mike and
have you been on a jury, Rob? Have you served?
I've been called. And what you described is right. You get called in and there's like a big, almost you feel like you're in like a public school common area.
Oh, wow.
No, there are snack. Yeah. There were snack machines. So bring quarters.
Yeah.
And then you're
or
all called
silver
in
dollars.
And you check in. Well, gold dollars. You check in. And then from that, a small
you play
pool.
Cards.
I did not play cards.
Were there any babes? Were there any hot babes?
Is there a jungle gym?
There was no jungle gym. There was a DVD player playing footage of hot babes. I don't recall any particularly hot women at this jury. Then from that pool, you are drawn. There is another pool.
I just came up with a fantastic idea. This is like a bolt of lightning.
Okay.
What's that?
It says here, attire and term of service. Proper attire is required. Shorts are not acceptable attire. That's a big deal down here in South Florida. It's going to be 85 degrees here. It's the low 80s down here. That's normal weather down here.
Yeah, it's
and
gloomy
so people
and
20
wear here.
People wear shorts all the time. Well, that's why I moved.
Yeah.
Courtrooms tend to be cool, and you may bring a light jacket for your comfort. I'm going to bring my Trump 2016 hoodie.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That would get me out of it.
I don't know.
I don't have the balls to do that.
I think the prosecution might say, hire that man.
Yes.
Hire that man. There we are.
But do they have any...
Jury service is for one day or the length of one trial.
So not one day.
Not a big deal.
Do you think that they would be acceptable? Because, you know, there are nice shorts and not nice shorts. If you had, like, dress shorts as opposed to, like, cutoffs.
Yeah. Dress shorts and
is the
jacket.
Possibility there that I can roll in there and be out by lunch?
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Okay. Now, why do you say, well, why does one guy say absolutely and the other guy
says he's used to the Bolivian legal system.
The legal system is slow, and you know that, and I know that. And it's slow in the D.C. area, and it's slow in Florida, I bet.
No, but here's the deal. If he doesn't make the initial selection from the pool, it's like an airplane. They oversell. And if he is not pulled for the original selection, they'll turn him loose.
Ooh, here it is. There is a restaurant located on the same floor as the jury assembly room.
Hey, it's called Emerald's Jurisprudence Cafe.
Do they have to sequester the jury? If it's a
a multi-day trial.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
That's my greatest fear. Yeah. That something like that would happen.
Yeah, but you like being alone.
It would be great because what's the greatest?
In a hotel room.
What's the greatest courtroom drama of all time? 12 Angry Men. I don't know anyone angrier.
That'd be fabulous.
They've got a hung jury. Yes.
Wow.
He hung himself.
If I was sequestered and they got a free hotel room, you know, then I would probably convict anybody with the name Spanky.
I just want to be clear, Mr. District Attorney. Does the state pay for porn?
Everything on TV's paid for?
And Pony did some research. The restaurant in the courthouse, legal seafood.
Here's the thing. I'm not a big reader, so I'm actually reading this all right now.
Oh, that's good.
And, please.
Now, the one thing I remember from traffic court in Manassas, when I would go to the Prince William County Courthouse, and the first time I did it, I felt like the biggest rube. And they almost have relish in telling people
you're
this.
Rube.
Everybody, you're a rube. When you can't bring your cell phone in.
Right. There's you can't like a locker for it. Right.
Would that be the same thing as a jury duty? I'm probably going to leave my cell
phone
in the car.
Same deal.
Yeah, unless you can hide it somewhere, Mike, if you catch my meaning.
I'm not going to give the security stuff because that's...
And you have to go through a metal detector. I remember when I went for traffic court years ago. Even then, I had to get the little... Not even a smartphone. It was a flip phone, for God's sakes. Put it in your car. I said, this thing's not going to do anything.
They have little lockers at the Leesburg Courthouse that look like almost like that. P.O. boxes.
Must be
nice. They're big. You know what the legal system in America is? They're big into OR. The word OR. O-R.
O-A-R? Yeah.
Failure to comply with your summons may result in a fine or contempt of court charges. Okay? You may be serving for a day or the length of a trial. I don't like OR. I like things to be concrete. So there it is. There it is. It's right there.
What are you going to wear? You're not really going to wear the Trump hoodie, are you?
Do you have your outfit?
No, I'm going to wear long pants because they tell you to, and I will be wearing. I will be wearing
what top are you
a wearing? What top? What blouse?
I'm wearing a sweater, a special sweater that I ordered.
Wicking material.
That I ordered just for jury duty. It's hard to find, but I did find it.
Can you describe it?
It's got lettering on the front, and it's a dark maroon colored, and it's got just a saying.
And what is the saying?
White power. that's it. Hey, not that I believe in that, but it's just it's going to get me out of money.
I will never tire, Mike. I will never tire of when you start telling a story and you take my hand and we walk right into commercials. It's so nice.
So wrong.
We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now you're feeling
like such a
You gotta get something. Talk amongst yourselves. I gotta get the sponsor.
Oh, no problem. Yes. No problem.
I think it's
problem.
Good there's some separation after that sweater.
No one knew what's coming up.
Yeah. I thought he was going for the tipsy elves.
Yeah.
Could have
a pug Christmas.
Could be. Now,
right?
Now, when you went, you never did jury duty. You just went in to get locked up, right?
No, I went in to fight a parking ticket, or a speeding ticket is what I did. But it was in federal court because...
Federal court?
Yeah.
Because I got pulled over on the GW Parkway, which, by the way, is federal land.
Oh, it's a national park. Yeah.
I had to testify once against somebody.
Testify, brother. Testify. Hey, look, it's ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara.
Look, you change. Bah humbug.
100% you should wear that to jury duty.
Look at that. That is great.
Tis the season for all things that only seem to make sense at holiday time. Like what I'm wearing right now. It is my fabulous... Hold on, let me get the camera right there. It is my fabulous Christmas sweater. Eggnog, mistletoe, and ugly Christmas sweaters, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater just like this. Hey, if I, since I'm speaking from my diaphragm,
yes,
I can make it.
You know, Mike, she's
if you don't have the Ustream today, buy the bonus package and you get to see it on TV.
Mike, if you, she's been with us for months and months. I have never seen Rachel more thoroughly entertained than she is right now.
It's hypnotizing. Right.
Hypnotizing.
I just took a dump. I just took.
I'm doing my. I've got a Bah Humbug sweater on from Tipsy Elves. Let me tell you about it. TipsyElves.com. Trust me when I tell you, these Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. They are not for the faint of heart. This is the, and quite frankly, you're going to wear these in the home.
Yes.
You're not going to go outside. You might get accosted.
Maybe
tons of styles to choose from. They've never been worn, so there's no problem finding your size. They've never been worn. It's brand new. It's got a tag on here somewhere.
You see, what they're saying is that for years and years, if you wanted an ugly Christmas sweater, you had to go to thrift stores and consignment shops.
I used
these
to have to go to JCPenney into the grandmother section to pick one out.
Yeah, but that makes it so easy. They're
this
all one
is awesome. Awesome. No this is
Tipsy
awesome.
Elves. Tipsy Elves right there. There it is. That's the tag I just took off my sweater. They're brand new. TMOS listeners will get 20% off at TipsyElves.com on anything you order on the site. Just remember the code TMOS. It's a Christmas miracle, everybody. And it's not just sweaters. There are lots of other great Christmas apparel and collegiate attire, like adult onesies. They make great gifts, so go to TipsyElves.com today so that you have the best selection to choose from, and you'll have it in time for the Christmas party, everybody. It'll be fantastic. Just remember, TipsyElves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount, TipsyElves.com.
I don't know what it is about that beguiling sweater. Pony cannot take his eyes off the monitor.
It is a
and he's got
sweater.
His hand over his mouth like,
there
oh my
go. God.
Mike, you should wear that sweater tomorrow.
You should.
It's a conversation piece.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, super. TipsyElves.com.
Oh,
you won't believe your eyes.
Or 20%. On the golf course would be good. Yeah, with the knickers. Yeah.
Well, it's too warm. It's too warm down here.
Maybe
anyway,
you get a cold snap.
So that's Tipsy Elves, and let me take this.
Great
off.
Sponsor. No.
That's why you warm.
No, I'm sorry. It's a
hey,
little
can you
warm.
Take it off on camera?
Yeah, lower the camera.
Yeah, nice and slow.
Ooh, nah, 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 nah,
nah. Get my dollars ready.
Nah. So beautiful. Okay.
Thank you very much.
With all these costume changes, what is this, a podcast or a share
concert?
You
know, when did the visual aids be part of all of our sponsors? Everybody, they send stuff, we put it on the Ustream, and you get to see it, and that's the way that's the way
love
it goes. So, fantastic. This weekend, I want to talk about Facebook right now, if
please.
We can.
Fable.
Because there are a couple of issues I have.
Did
one
you hear
was,
about Mark Zuckerberg?
Yes.
Congratulations with the not only the baby, but the fact that he's going to be donating like a la Bill Gates his entire
99%
fortune,
right? In the next 3 years.
And also a really
stock.
A beautiful letter that he wrote.
Yeah.
I mean, really, wow. You know what? I'd love to hate the guy.
You know, the thing is, after that 99% is given away, this is the amazing thing. He will only have about a gazillion dollars left.
That's right.
Not everyone does that. I was blown away.
No, not everyone does that. And people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg are to be saluted. And if everybody did that, it'd be a better
one. Scale, 3 years.
I know.
That's immediate. Mm-hmm. That's not when I die or when I leave. It's immediate.
And the thing is,
basically immediate.
He coached it this way is that he just had a baby. And the letter was written that he wants the world to be a better place for his child. I mean, all I did was put on cabinet locks.
But it's wonderful, and I salute him.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What I don't salute is Carla gets a phone call the other night, and it's that FaceTime ring that comes through that you know, that you recognize on your screen. She got a call from Tom Gavin.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Ruh-roh.
And that's right. Exactly. And I don't know.
I
don't know. I'm not sure if I was in just a particularly silly mood, but I said, take it.
Oh,
and I realized that when she took the call, that was going to mean there are 550,000 other calls that are going to come through from Tom.
Yeah.
And Tom is an interesting cat.
You should know his playbook. Remember the time that we had the phone line installed?
Yes.
And we called him and I did not block the number. It's one of my greatest screw-ups in history.
We had to change the number.
We had to pay to change the number because we came in the next day and it was an older phone that had a built-in answering machine. And in 23 hours I came in, it was just flashing 99, 99, 99 because it was full.
Because he called 99 times.
Well, he called more than that. He filled it up.
He called more than that. Yeah. I have a question. Do we have Tom Gavin's phone number?
Let me see.
If we have it, I would like to call him and tell him nicely Merry Christmas and please do not...
He might have just figured out FaceTime or something like that, because I think he tried to contact my dad.
Well, he did it through Facebook is what he did.
Yes,
Facebook.
That's what he's figuring out.
Does he take... I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, I know. But that he got
I'm
it that way.
I'm going to look, and I'm going to confirm.
I have a number.
All right.
I have a number.
Try it. Just don't even go through the system. Just try it over your speaker.
Well, no, because then I'll have my cell phone.
Oh, then I'll have your
just
number.
Dial in, Pony. Dial it up.
Dial it up, Pony. Let's
and
let's
I will
see
do my own investigation.
Yeah, Oscar, you're right the way you're playing this, because I don't want to go into the details. Hey, the other thing, so today there was some old, dated thing that said, people have been posting a lot. They post a lot on my page.
Sure.
Now I finally pulled the trigger where now I approve whatever goes on there. And I've waited for a long time. It's enabled now where I have to review it.
Good. So.
Dial does not accept anonymous calls.
Of all the people, Tom Gavin.
As I said, Mike, everybody's good at something, and where he might
excels.
Yeah, where he excels is perhaps personal privacy.
Is it excels or
excels? Excels, or in my case, double XL.
double,
who am I kidding? Triple.
So anyway,
if he does anonymous without anonymous calls, I could FaceTime him. I think I might be his friend on Facebook.
Well, then he'll know.
Well, no, he won't know that it's... He'll see my
account. So wait, you have a way...
Just do it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
No, you have a way of contacting Tom right now?
I'm going to see if I'm his Facebook friend. Okay. Good is what they say.
I'm sure you are.
You know what? Sometimes I break up with people. Who knows?
Let's find out.
Yeah, Rob is a terrorist.
Hey, will you tell Rachel who Tom Gavin is?
Yeah, be good.
Rachel, and that'll be good for the listeners that might not know. Tom Gavin is a mentally challenged individual who used to be on every radio show in Washington, D.C., and he would call in, and even though he had a certain amount of disability, he was incredible.
Affliction.
With his tenacious, there he is.
You know.
With his tenacious calling, and he became a regular on a lot of shows, including ours. We had a great time with him. And look, I don't care what the bad hand that he was dealt. He overcame that by being so incredibly active on these radio shows because people loved the guy because of the way he behaved on the radio shows. And we would love him to a point, but then he would get to be a bit of a pest, and sometimes he had to be disciplined.
And pushy.
But Tom Gavin is extremely well known, Rachel, to my listening audience, and he's been a regular caller for a very, very long time.
He is many times looped in the same corral as Dennis Murphy, and in many ways he's more pleasant than Dennis.
Also Dennis would hate that.
But stop it. Just stop
that
it.
That guy was dealt a bad hand.
Thank you, Pony.
Mike, do you mind telling...
Pony boy Matt Bloom with the tip in right there.
Do you
Fantastic.
Know what Tom Gavin could do that was great? And I really do love this. He walks with a cane.
Balance a cane on his head.
He could spin it.
Good
it
man.
Was fantastic.
Multiple hugs from him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We would do live Moist appearances hugs, yeah. and Tom would be in the venue first and sitting down in the front row and then get up and we put a chair out and he'd balance the cane on his head.
Always a crowd.
And, he's still doing well. I'm
can you call him?
I cannot. I'm not his friend.
Apparently... Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it.
No.
You're better than that. I can call him if you want. I'll bite the bullet. I'll bite the bullet.
No, hold on. Let me see.
Well, you know what? If anyone should do it, it should be Mac.
Yeah, Mac, you don't know anyone. Why don't you see if you're friends with him?
Yeah.
And I meant that in
a
nice
way.
No, I
mean, call him on your cellular telephone.
Oh, yeah. And then he can call you and you'll actually
engage.
Well,
he won't know the number, though, right?
No, but it won't be an anonymous number.
It's not
blocked. All right, how do I do it on? How do I do it on?
No. Let Mac call. Mac has a regular cell phone.
Let me have your phone.
Yes.
I don't care. I really don't care.
No, you should. Mike, you say that now, and then you come in the next day and you said, that was a mistake, boys.
I stepped in it. I really
How do you FaceTime somebody on Facebook?
Stop it. We're calling him right now. We're calling him right now.
You're lying.
You can't do
I
it.
Can't.
It's impossible.
Can't.
It's possible to FaceTime someone.
I'm a friend of his.
Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm a friend of his.
We're calling off
that
Max
is a lovely
number.
Picture. That hey, is a lovely picture.
Could you turn it up, please?
I'm trying. This is the quietest damn phone.
Hold on. That is a lovely
Hi, Tom.
Who's this?
This is Rob Spiewak from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Now I'm gonna have to. I'll have to communicate via. Mike says hello as well.
Hey, wait. Tell Tom not to. Tom, you're gonna be getting. We're gonna call you. Can we do it?
Hey, I think you can plug. You can plug the wire into the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second, Tom. Hold on.
And right, then you can talk to him.
Hold on, Tom. All right, very good. Let's see what happens.
All right, Tom.
Tom, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
I think you can hear Rob. We can hear him clearer at least.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is there any way we could have him?
Now, Tom, if we were to call you from Skype, now that's a number that your phone will not. Mike, put that picture down. If we were to call you from Skype, where the number wouldn't be recognized, could you pick up the phone for us?
Yeah.
Okay, you will.
Tom, why don't you accept blocked numbers?
Yeah, why don't you? Yeah, you know.
Don't
might...
worry, Tom. So, oh, so did we? Hold on, wait, Rob. Did you explain it to him properly and not talk to him? Help, tell him what to do.
All right, now, Tom.
Oh, he hung up on you.
He's a dick.
You know what? That's where it
no,
should
he's
be.
Not.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is.
Can we try him again?
Let's try him again.
Hey,
on
Mac,
the
why
Skype
don't you give me the number? This mic's probably gonna be a little more accepting of the speaker and the back and
okay.
forth.
Okay.
Does that
very
work?
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Right,
right. We're not gonna call him with our anonymous.
No, because his phone is blocked.
Yeah, it's gonna automatically block.
It'll automatically block. And Tom, God knows, he doesn't know how to undo that.
Oh yeah, you would have
I
to.
I bet he does. I bet he does.
Okay, let's ask him. Oh, he's not in the office. He says.
What office?
Right, call the number.
Bedroom.
Right, oh, I forgot another one of his jobs. For years, he sold programs at the
at the Redskins. Can we get through to him again? Is there a chance? How did you get through to him, Rob?
I just dialed and he picked up, but he's obviously very busy.
Hung up again, straight to voicemail. Maybe his phone died.
Yeah, are they contesting on DC 101?
Can we try him one more
I'm
time?
I'm trying one more time.
All right, let's see what happens.
Let's see.
Oh, we broke through.
Now here we go. Tom Gavin.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Oscar, you got to talk to him. I'm handicapped here.
Okay.
I want to be able to talk to him,
Tom,
but I effing can't.
Choose your words.
Listen to me, Tom. Is there a way that you can unblock the settings? Can you take off the settings that block numbers that don't have? Like, can I call you from Skype, basically? Have you ever called anybody on Skype before?
Well said.
Yeah, I did. On Facebook.
Okay, on Facebook.
Yeah, he uses Facebook.
How did you find the way to call Carla on Facebook?
No, don't tell him. I don't want him to explain it.
I think he put us on hold.
What?
I think he put us on hold.
Oh, we can't do come on.
That's because you know why.
Why?
Now Tom's helpers are all calling him. Right? Would that be accurate? Right?
That could be
streaming this show right now.
Yeah, the enthusiasts.
All right. Tell Tom not to to take.
On Facebook?
Tell him to take a block number that we're going to call him right now, but he's got to disable his phone screening.
Tom, take a block number. We're going to call you right now. Okay.
What?
Okay. Just answer the phone when we call back. Tom.
What?
Answer the phone when we call you back.
Okay.
Hold on. We'll call you right now as we're calling. When you hear the beep, you
Pick
take
up.
The call.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. The right, beep you will hear in just moments is us.
The number you have dialed is not accepted.
Oh, it just blocks right. automatically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tom, why do you block your calls?
Why do you block your calls, Tom?
Yeah, Tom.
Not that important.
This isn't going to work.
I got nothing.
This is a challenge when we've got a perfectly clear
Again,
line.
Again, your
That's
choice of
Mike,
words, Mike.
Mike, it's a challenge regardless.
I know yeah. it is. That's my point. But anyway. We'll,
How about
that's,
Remember what we talked about last night?
Yes, that's right, about upgrading, and we're going to do
perfect.
We're going to do that.
Perfect time to do it. Perfect example.
First of the year. Would that be reasonable, Oscar?
First
after
of the year.
First of the year.
Yes.
After the holidays, folks, we're going to have an upgraded phone system so that we don't dick around like this, and we're going to be able to take some phone calls.
Yeah,
we're not going to do it every day. But
Will the first call be to Tom?
You know what? The inaugural call should be to Tom Gavin.
Mine as well.
Fantastic.
There we go. The holidays.
That's terrific.
It's
so
a holiday.
That's Tom
miracle.
Gavin.
It's holiday recap.
When he calls back. And once again, I have to thank Oscar for preventing me from calling him on my FaceTime.
Yeah.
Because as I reflect on this picture.
Yeah. Stop it.
We'll take a break. Hi, Tom.
Really?
Love you.
You know what? He looks distinguished. A lot of men don't age well.
This is true. This is wonderful. We'll take a break and... you know, maybe we can have some fun with Tom on the bonus show this week. Who knows? We'll
it's like a pit bull.
We'll be right back with news you may not need on the Michael Mary Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of our show, the star of stage and screen, Tony Roberts. You know him from Annie Hall, Play It Again, Sam, Manhattan.
And many, many Broadway shows.
Absolutely. One of Woody Allen's funny sidekicks. And Gary and I kind of beat up on Rob Ford.
Oh, I love that part.
Yes, indeed. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the holidays are for family, for...
Unreal.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. The holidays are wonderful. It's partying, it's fun, it's family, and it's wine. You've heard us talk about Cameron Hughes Wine, how they have relationships with super high-end wineries around the world, and how they buy these wines and sell them direct to you for 40 to 80% less than what you'd originally pay. But check it out. Cameron Hughes has extended their incredible Cyber Monday deal just for our listeners. Get 30% off and free shipping on a case and free gift bags. Check out shipping a case of wine anywhere.
Oh, my God.
With that kind of weight, it's an incredible deal that they're giving you the free shipping. Go to chwine.com. Use the code TMOS. This is the best deal of the year, but it's only good until Friday, and the wine won't last. It's a perfect time to stock up for the holidays. This is a no-brainer. Phenomenal wines that are already 40 to 80% less, plus 30% off, free shipping, and free gift bags. Do it now. It's the best deal of the year, but only available until Friday. You can only get this deal with the TMOS code. The only way to get this Cyber Week 30% off deal is to go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. 30% off and free shipping. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Don't wait. At these prices, these wines won't last, and the offer expires Friday. Thank you to the good people at Cameron Hughes.
News.
Boo. Kanye West.
Boo.
Love to start a news you may not need with Kanye West. He has made no secret of the fact that he was in lust with Kim Kardashian long before he got to hit that.
Yeah.
But there's one piece of evidence that he didn't want us to see. Radar Online says that before they hooked up, Kanye made a video of himself getting it on with an 18-year-old Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Oh, that's weird.
Somehow, the tape was about to get out, and Kanye had to pay big money to stop it from happening. A source, you got to worry about those sources.
Yes.
But I don't care. A source says, quote, "The sex tape was shopped, and there was a lot of interest. He would have done anything to make sure it stayed private." So who knows? And, you know, when you hear about this, usually it either goes away or you actually see the tape. So
he should have said that it was a Kanye lookalike.
On Tuesday, the internet exploded following a report that Oscar-winning director Alejandro González Iñárritu, I hope I got that pronunciation right,
included the Castilian pronunciation.
Muchas gracias. Included a sequence in his new film, The Revenant, where Leonardo DiCaprio's character is raped by a bear.
Yay! What pony?
I don't know.
Stop it.
Not so fast, says the film studio. As anyone who's seen the movie can attest, the bear in the film is a female who attacks Hugh Glass because she feels he might be threatening her cubs, according to a Fox spokesperson. They talked to Entertainment Weekly in an exclusive statement. They said, "There is clearly no rape scene with a bear."
Clearly.
In The Revenant, which Fox will debut in limited release on Christmas Day, DiCaprio's character is a frontiersman who confronts the bear and her cubs while out in the woods. The bear attack apparently has been featured heavily in the film's marketing campaign, but it is not the bear rape scene.
The weird thing
featured.
About it is the bear rape scene. In that scene, Leonardo DiCaprio is reprising his character from Gilbert Grape.
You love that. That'll always be your favorite DiCaprio. That's the way that works. It's normal to do a lot of shopping this time of year, especially last weekend, but it's also a dangerous time of year for shopaholics. Who cares?
Bah,
come on. Here are four signs you might be addicted to shopping. Number one, you almost never go a week without buying something.
Oscar.
Obviously, things like milk and eggs don't count. We're talking about stuff you want but don't need. Amazon.com. I'm not going to say it's going to be a risky place for that, especially if you have free shipping. Stop that. Shut up, Michael.
What's the difference between want and need, really?
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. It's the holidays. What a poo-poo story this is.
Yeah.
Number two, you're big into retail therapy, meaning you buy stuff to make yourself feel better. Number three, you catch yourself trying to justify your purchases. And number four, your credit card debt is mostly from shopping. I don't know about that, but you have to.
Who's to say, Mike?
You know, who cares?
We
I think go out and
needs.
Knock yourself.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
And here's a message to the Mike O'Mara Show fans. Okay, I want you to know this right now. If anything in that last story applies to you, ignore it.
Yes.
Thank you. If you're looking for an excuse to get out of decorating your house this Christmas, here's one your family will totally accept. And this does apply to us boys,
okay,
especially with today's show. They might even thank you for your laziness, but your Christmas lights could be screwing up your Wi-Fi.
Really?
Oh.
I love it when we don't have video. A British tech company studied how Christmas lights affect your Wi-Fi and found that the electromagnetic interference from the lights may slow it down. So if your Netflix gets choppy, maybe it's your decorations. They also might not, they don't know, since there are a ton of factors at play, but they might. There you go. Isn't that what it's all about with the internet?
But Mike, they might. It makes a lot of sense, because right before today's show, we plugged in 8,000 Christmas lights.
Yeah. There you go. Fantastic.
You should see the studio.
So I guess baby monitors and Hot Pockets are off if you care about your Wi-Fi.
That's what my life is, really, baby monitors
absolutely.
And Hot Pockets.
Mothers and their teenage daughters pretty much never get along, so when a bonding opportunity comes up, I guess you got to jump on it. 44-year-old Jennifer Terry of Ogden, Utah, had a night of bonding with her daughter and her daughter's friends back in August when she drove them around to egg houses for them.
Oh, no.
Jennifer drove the girls through several towns, and they egged between 10 and 20 houses. Mother of the year.
That's a lot
right
of,
here.
A lot of houses.
Yes.
That caused several $1,000 in damage, but to the cops, they investigated and eventually traced the eggings back to Jennifer and the girls.
Jennifer.
Jennifer was arrested on Sunday. She'll be in court this week, facing a misdemeanor charge of causing a catastrophe. This is a great little something-something story for you. Yes, that's really what the crime is called, causing a catastrophe. That's really the name of the charge.
We're guilty of it every day.
Exactly. Jennifer told the cops she just got excited. She'd worked a long week, and she was fried.
No.
She said she was just yoking. I'd like to rename the crime. I know catastrophe's funny, but I'd like to rename the crime. Let's just call it poaching.
Thank you. Thank you very
well
much.
Done.
We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every Monday, listen to the gut-wrenching, tongue-twisting action on AmeriCast. Get heart-pounding clips from the Mike O'Mara Show. Tick 411, Rob and Joe Show. At Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. Hear fans of more broadcasting say tear apart through more broadcasting on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, MikeOmaraShow.com. Catch the action. AmeriCast, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, one of my favorite times of the year is holiday time, and I love getting my Christmas cards custom ordered through Vistaprint.com. This is the best time to buy your holiday cards, and it is so easy. Right now through December 6th, Vistaprint.com is offering a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal, 60% off personalized holiday cards. Personalized. That means they print them for you, people. 60% off personalized holiday cards at Vistaprint.com. Put your own sayings on the card. Put your beautiful pictures on the card. Make it your own. Just use our code TMOS at checkout. Boom, 60% off applied automatically. It's that easy. And you're not going to find these cards at any store shelf. It's not going to happen because they are custom made for you. choose a design, add photos, write your own personal message. You can even upload pics directly from Facebook. This is Vistaprint's best deal of the season. So this year, skip the hassle, skip the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com for 60% off holiday cards like I did. All of my cards come from Vistaprint. I love them. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember the code TMOS at checkout. That code again is TMOS. This amazing 60% offer is only good through Sunday, December 6th. So please, I want you to do me a favor and act now. And I mean it when I say that. We love ordering our cards. Yeah, you know, even when they have a greeting in the card that says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or Peace on Earth, whatever, you can modify that and make it your own. And it works that easily at Vistaprint.com. And don't forget the TMOS code. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Do you know what a mental patient I am, Mike? About halfway through that spot, I gave you a thumbs up.
That's mental patient stuff. It truly is. Okay.
Since we can't see each other, we are blind.
This broke on the net yesterday. A guy was doing a typical Black Friday story in a shopping mall.
Yes.
Young reporter in California, Sacramento area to be specific. And someone did the equivalent of a photobomb. They screamed an obscenity behind him. What they screamed live on air was, F her in her pee. All
yes!
right.
Yes.
Awesome.
Is that not the new... That's the new thing.
That's what everybody is photobombing with.
So the
not
thing is,
funny.
The thing about it, it's not funny, but I needed to be specific so you understand the way the guy handled it, because when you bleep it, it doesn't make any sense. So he got that yelled at him. The reporter replied, and I'll tell you the outcome of this story in just a moment.
Very happy Turkey Day to everybody out there. Majority of people over here at the Westfield Mall actually working off all those calories that they consumed having turkey.
Right in the
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy. Real classy. Why don't we just go to the store?
He is now, as they say in the television business, Mike, available for hire.
He has exited the building. What an idiot. What an idiot.
So funny.
Yes,
well done. What an idiot. Would you like to hear it one more time?
I would.
I thought so. I know you pretty good.
Very happy Turkey
Day. Happy Turkey Day, everybody.
The majority of people over here at the Westfield Mall actually working off all those calories that they consumed having turkey.
Right in the
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy. Real classy, real classy. Why don't we just go to the story?
Why don't we just go to the story?
That poor idiot reporter, he lost his job because he was stupid.
Yeah. There's a podcast waiting for him.
Pony's like 2 for 2 on the show today.
Nice.
I think he's been drinking. I mentioned earlier about Master Lock. They showed this lock, and this was all over YouTube yesterday. It is a standard looking like you would put on a locker
combination
padlock.
Mm-hmm.
Not a combination lock, a key lock.
Ooh.
But, I mean, it's master. It's the gold standard for locks.
Like a seam trunk.
So I thought.
Yeah.
Right? So this guy, he just taps it with a hammer, and it opens.
No.
Listen to this.
This is on a chain or on a gate. You just apply a little tension on this lock. I'm just going to use my finger. And then we're going to take a brass hammer, and you want to wrap it right here. Just give it a few knocks while applying tension, and you will eventually overcome the locking mechanism.
Is everybody doing that now?
What a wonderful piece of American lock engineering, huh? Master Lock.
That guy is one pissed off locksmith.
Yeah.
But,
are they a public company? God. Oh, that would suck.
You know,
be aware. Be aware.
I secure trailers a lot, and I've done a lot of online research for locks, and I will tell you, why are you laughing at that? What is funny about that?
When you
that?
Say you secure trailers, all I think about is you as a carny securing trailers at the local fair.
You're like a guard. And the fair moves on.
No, I've researched locks for trailers. Locks in America, it's an illusion of security.
Yep.
They are almost universally defeatable.
Yep.
It's truly frightening that when you see like a padlock, you know, I mean, a lot of them just suck.
I don't even put locks on my luggage.
I put locks on my bagels. I have the.
I put locks on my genitals.
Well, it's Mike O'Mara's genital lock.
That's right. For Christmas, the Mike O'Mara Show genital lock.
Okay, so yesterday on YouTube, I found a video on YouTube. It said, 24 Billy Mays commercials synchronized.
Ooh.
And so what it is they play 24 Billy Mays commercials at the same time. As you can imagine, after a second and a half, it's unlistenable. But they all start the same way. Hi, this is Billy Mays. So it's okay for a second. So here he is, like he was produced by Pink
24
Floyd.
24 of them layered over each other?
It's like a Pink Floyd record. 24 tracks of Billy Mays.
Hi, Billy Mays, here from the Big
I don't want to hear that
horrible.
Anymore.
It's That's all it.
That
Thank blow, you.
Yeah. Allegedly. Oh,
but the thing is if you hit him with a hammer, he opens right up. when I think Christmas, Mike, I think Richard Dreyfuss. And the Killers, which is a great band, put out a Christmas song. And it's not what I'd call a traditional Christmas song. It's called Dirt Sledding, which Ooh. Is sledding without snow. And there's a voiceover in it. And to do the voiceover, they hired Richard Dreyfuss.
Cool.
I want you to hear it. Because remember, Mike, one time in New York City, you and I yelled at Richard Dreyfuss out of a limousine.
You did.
But you were supportive.
I was.
You were supportive. And I,
very
and
much so.
What I yelled is right when he got his TV show.
Welcome to CBS.
Yeah, it lasted like 8 episodes, but I screamed, welcome to CBS, Richard Dreyfuss. He's driving from a limousine. Some idiot yells this to him. He smiled. And here he is in the song Dirt Sledding.
You know, it's nice to see you wrapped up. See how far you've come. There's something to be said for being present, not just getting one. So pass the gravy and tap your toes. And don't mind old Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
This was not a sledding accident.
My God, that's a lot of low end on that one. I thought my corneas were going to pop out of my head.
But still, the fact remains, Christmas and Richard Dreyfuss, perfect together.
That's right. This was that little Kittner boy.
Have him come spilling out all over the dock.
May I have a glass of water, please? Better when you don't have video, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so great.
It's like he's there. He might be. Right. You enjoyed yesterday's Chewbacca tape so much. Another Chewbacca tape was trending on YouTube yesterday, where they took video of Chewbacca from, I guess it would look like it was mostly from the original three Star Wars movies, and dubbed in one of my least favorite voices, Peter Griffin from Family Guy. But it kind of works, I suppose. I play this mostly because it was so popular.
Chewie, is that you? Chewie!
May the Force be with you.
I guess I'm on an island by myself because this entire studio is in hysterics.
So great.
And speaking of Harrison Ford, he says if the script is right, he would do one more Indiana Jones movie.
I would love to do another Indiana Jones and work with Steven again. And if we get a script, I'd love to do it.
Indiana Aww. Jones and the Temple of Malachs.
He's having fun. You
he
know,
is.
Crashing,
God bless him.
Crashing planes, making old man
living life.
That's right. He just doesn't remember anything.
Exactly.
And we close. Did you know that Chris Christie, despite what everyone said, he's still a player in this upcoming election?
Still in the hunt.
He is.
And they asked him how he felt about torture policies, especially with all the terrorism that's been going on.
Chris Christie's in the news. Chris Christie said that if elected president, he would not rule out waterboarding. Yeah. Then he said, not for prisoners, but as a way to prepare chicken.
Wait for it.
He's also in favor of smorgasbording.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
I like the old style jokes, Rob. I really do. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg 20177. To get your birthday or mailbag request thing into the mailbag for Rob, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's it. We got to get out of here. We're running late. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.